Greetings. I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. I am its master overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join us as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
Came across a delirious guy. He was feeling so high. I sat beside him and I asked him how he gets by with his life. He took a glance at my questioning eyes. He laughed out loud and I felt so shy. He said he doesn't have a job or a wife, no house to pay off and no kids to cry.
With one hand, hold it like a cell phone. Try and get myself home. Too many to try. Better off alive, I guess. Pick a kitten up with one hand, hold it like a cell phone. Try and get my cell phone, too many to drive. Better off alive, I guess. At least for now. My friends bear witness to a rare sight, because I never win, even in a fair fight. My turn now, though, your turn to listen. Almost done with taking everything I'm given. Waste more time as every moment passes. Smoke more blunts, skip classes. Do whatever it takes to make it easier. Do whatever it takes to make it easier. Pick a kitten up with one hand, hold it like a cell phone. Try and get my cell phone, too many to drive. Better off alive, I guess. Pick a kitten up with one hand, hold it like a cell phone. Try and get my cell phone, too many to drive. Better off alive, I guess. At least for now. Pick a kitten up and cuddle it tight. Thank somebody if you stay where it's warm every night. Do what you do, what you need to get by. Do what you do, what you need to get by. Waste more time, every moment passes. Smoke more blunts, skip classes. Do whatever it takes to make it easier. Do whatever it takes to make it easier. Pick a kitten up with one hand, hold it like a cell phone. Try and get my cell phone, too many to drive. Better off alive, I guess. Pick a kitten up with one hand, hold it like a cell phone. Try and get my cell phone, too many to drive. Better off alive, I guess. At least for now.
Welcome, good sentries, to a new special session of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. This week, I have a special guest co-host here with me.
I am special. Thank you. Appreciate for bringing me on the show, guy.
Yeah. Introducing Francis Clare from 3-9's Radio from... CKMS Radio Waterloo.
Hello everyone out there in CFRU land. Hope everybody's having a grand afternoon. I'm not used to doing a live afternoon show, but here we are, all the way in Guelph, hanging out on the university campus at CFRU.
How are you liking it so far here?
I've only been here a handful of times. I'm loving it. It's actually a great great vibe. A lot bigger than the CKMS Radio Waterloo, I can tell you that. You'll get to experience that tomorrow, my friend, Nicholas. Good vibe. It's nice having food downstairs to munch on.
Yeah, definitely.
I didn't eat until I got here around 2 o'clock. I'm just hanging out with Nicholas, getting ready for the show. Other than that, it's always a nice time being here. I was here about a month ago on your show, and that was a good old time there.
Well, yes, you came on as part of Ned Flanders.
Yeah, so one of five of my musical acts that I'm involved in, and yeah, we did a live to air here.
Available now on the YouTube channel for CFRU.
Yeah,
check it out.
We did a whole set here and a little interview with Nicholas Cooper here. It was a grand Monday. I think we didn't practice in like a month, and we had this we had that show, but it was awesome actually.
You pulled it off really well.
Yeah, I felt really good about that too. So yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm excited to curate the next 2 hours with you.
Yeah, I'm excited as well, because your show 3-9's Radio is, I guess, predominant. Well, is it? It's all cassettes.
Well, yeah. So I have. And CKMS Radio Waterloo, I have two shows. I have a live show Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock to 10:30, and that's called Tape Tuesdays with Francis Clare. I promote local independent artists on tape. So I put out tapes, I play them on Tuesday evening. And then I have a kind of like a, I call like a 3-9's rewind on Thursday morning, but that's like a program slot that I just play like local stuff, and different bands are coming up in the community, like different shows, and yeah. So I have an hour slot on Thursday, 10 o'clock to 11, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. But yeah, yeah. So like my live show is like the tape show, live okay, tape yeah. show. Most, like I would say like 95% of the tapes I play are like tapes I made through 3-9's compact cassettes. So it's like my little record label, kind of little dupe company I have going on. Yeah, that's that.
Yeah, I think that's really like impressive. And then also like, you're supporting local music and like at a ground level and DIY.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
All impressive.
I've been a fan of tapes for quite the while. For ever since I was buying music, I had a couple tapes in my collection, and one day I just realized I can make tapes like for my own band's merch, and actually it's actually a nice product. Yeah, it sounds good. It looks good. It's a good quality item. So I started doing it July 2017. And I'm on my 52nd release coming up.
Excellent.
Yeah. That's coming up. It's coming out this Saturday at Chainsaw in Waterloo, Burnaby. Their EP is called Wasted Time. So we're going to play one of their tracks probably in a half hour or so. Maybe mm-hmm. we're on the 4 o'clock mark, see what happens. I don't know.
Yeah, see how... Yeah.
So radio premiere today. And I believe you have one as well.
I have a couple, actually.
Oh, yes. Here we go. See, this is something great. Okay, good.
Yeah, like this collaboration between radios, so brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that's the whole reason why we have this episode here. It's this whole brotherhood of camaraderie between radio stations. And I only met you a few months ago, and mm-hmm. we're slowly becoming good friends through radio and through shows and cross-promoting each other and helping each other out. Yeah, it's been a good time. I'm excited to dig right back into the music. Do you want to get back into it, or yeah, what do you have?
Well, let's say the songs that we just played the beginning
true.
Of.
Yeah.
For this observational session, we're switching off between tracks that I have chosen and then what Francis has. Oh, you can hear.
Good old cassette. I'm going to be playing cassette.
I don't want to jangle any my laptop or the computers in here. Okay, it was squeaking.
It's like the joke's like, I like the sound of cassettes. Yeah, sound really good.
Yeah.
That's a bad joke.
So we started off with a special band that I got to actually hear for the first time in concert, Galax, a Toronto fantasy rock band. Mm-hmm. We just heard their recent single, Life, off of their SoundCloud page. Playing them in particular because, I saw them yesterday, and they're a wonderful group of human beings. Mm-hmm. And really supportive. But also, I announced this last week, but I have a Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope concert curation show coming up in May, Saturday, May 18th, which Galax is part of.
Neat.
As well as my co-host, Drew JC, Seawater and Rose, and Stamp Partners from Guelph.
Cool.
That's at, Saturday, May 18th at the NAF, Army Navy Air Force Club on 32 Gordon Street here in Guelph. Doors at 8:30. Show starts around 9. $10 admission, a physically accessible location, a safe space event. And I think another thing that I didn't add, I guess last time, is the venue has a no hats policy.
Yes, it's a Legion. I put on a show at a Legion many, many years ago. I had to implement the same policy. I'm glad you're doing that same. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, putting that out there. Yeah, so I'm really glad to have, after hearing Galax play last night in Toronto at the Handlebar, having them on this bill. And they're, really nice people. So, Francis, what did we hear from your pick?
Well, here we have, or we had, Steve Dave, Poubelle Blanche. Now, this is, Okay, what number of release it is? I think it's my 38 release. Let me check here. But anyway, Steve Dave, it's a little he's a dream pop alternative hip hop artist from Kitchener Waterloo. This is his full length release. I played a song called Kitten.
Yeah, that was a really It was a neat and weird song at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like using a kitten as a cell phone.
Yeah, so this was 999. This is released 99940 and Pink Lemonade's 11th release. That's one of my favorite tracks off the album. That's nice. That.
Yeah. Should we do one of my picks now?
Yeah, go for one of yours, and then I'm going to kind of dictate what tape I should play from what
contrasting.
Yeah, a little contrast.
A live curation going on and see what fits.
Yeah, see what happens.
Why don't we do one of my premieres, radio premieres tonight?
Sweet. Okay.
Within the last 2 weeks, I believe, I got a message off the SMK Facebook page at SMK radio program from a Hamilton art rock band called the Beach Bats. They're releasing a new album, self-releasing this Friday, April 26th. And the album's going to be called Last Resort. They gave me the album to listen to in advance and
neat.
It sounds like art rock, kind of a garage indie with also I remember his name is Tony is the main vocalist. He sounds remarkably like Jim Morrison of the Doors.
Ooh, one of my favorite bands growing up. There you go. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So they gave me permission to do a radio premiere here, exclusive. We're going to be listening to Mirage by the Beach Bats.
Yeah. Seems you're always on the fence. You can't decide which way to run. I wish it all just made more sense, but I guess that's what makes it fun. What makes it fun? What makes it fun? What makes it fun? Just pretend like I'm not counting down the days.
There we go. That was $30 Weekend and their song September. There's a release I put out on 3-9's compact. It says this is number 99949 released this past weekend, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so this is a split cassette with the Paisley Stairs. Now they're gonna be, I'm gonna be playing that like a sample off their side in a bit.
Oh yeah, there was a mistake there.
I was supposed to play the Paisley Stairs, but I was gonna do them both anyways. But anyways, this cassette came out on the weekend at Choose Your Own Festival, which happened on Saturday at 4:20. That was an event that happened at Uptown Waterloo, four different venues, 40-50 different acts all across these four venues from two 2 o'clock to 12 o'clock. It was amazing.
Yeah, you've been telling me about that, and that sounds, and you said it was pretty much a success. Like, lots of people came out to
it. It was a success. Yeah, we'll talk more about that later. But yeah, that was that track that was just playing. What was for?
Oh, that was our radio premiere here on the SMK with Mirage. By
yep.
Hamilton band, the Beach Bats.
Cool. All right. Well,
my next track, I guess not too far off, I guess, from a physical old like format, vinyl. We're going to play some vinyl.
Vinyl.
I guess I could, in like instead of shaking, like you'll hear the mechanics, I could shake the album cover.
No, thinking about the album, or thinking about the record, you hear that you just press the button, it goes like, and on the record, and then you hear the whole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that as well.
And then the music plays. But you know, you don't have a microphone beside it, so.
Oh, no. Or, well, we might. It's a newer vinyl, so we might hear just a little bit of noise, but not so much.
Yeah, I still have a record player that my dad bought me when I was 17. Yeah, he gave it to me a long time ago. It was nice.
Yeah, so
very old school.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been collecting records for a few years now, and this is one of my newer ones from a great Saint-Hyacinthe, Quebec post-prog band, Renard Blanc, which their album Nuit is like excellent. I think it's one of my top, it was one of my top 2018 albums.
Mm.
Yeah, I think you'll like it very much.
Well,
you'll have to find out.
Let's find out.
Yeah, so here's Renard Blanc with, we're going to play Lune de Mel off Nuit from 2018 on Sexy Sloth Records.
Yeah.
Cherchant avec toi. Hi guys, it's JS from Micro Panic, the Montreal-based indie electronica rock outfit, and you're listening to SMK, La Sentinelle du Merveilleux Kaleidoscope, at CFRU FM in Guelph, Ontario. Oh yeah!
CFRU, we're hanging out with CFRU. We are listening to a little track off the Baines Road split. That was the Paisley Stairs and their song Mens Rhea. That's number 99949 from 39's compact cassettes. I'm Francis Clare and I'm hanging out with Nicholas Cooper. What's up?
Yeah, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I like that track actually. Mm-hmm. There was a bounce to it.
Yeah, the drummer's really cool, Jackson, from Tilsonburg, actually, I believe, in Norfolk County. Yeah, I just recently became friends with him, and he's like, yo, can you put out a cassette? Send me the information and the music, man. And he did, and I liked it. And this was released at 420 Fest on past Saturday.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Actually, where can we find, like, or how can people find your, like, the 3-9s?
Oh, yes, yes. So the record label I have, 3-9s compact cassettes. We have, like, a Bandcamp. Check out 999tapes.bandcamp.com. That's 999, like, the number, tapes. So it's 999tapes.bandcamp.com. All my releases are there. You can do a purchase. You can just message me. Music's there. Yeah, tapes. Yep, yep, yep. Also links to other things that I do.
Mm-hmm. And before our station ID's there, this time we played an SMK and also
a little 3-9s radio, little ID, yeah.
Excellent. So we heard Renard Blanc with Lune de Miel off of Nuit, off of Sexy Sloth Records.
Oh, yeah.
Played on vinyl.
Cool, yeah. That definitely sounded like vinyl in my ears. That's cool.
Yeah. What is your relationship with vinyl?
Well, I don't have much of it. I used to be in a touring band, a bunch of touring bands. I used to collect a lot of tapes and a lot of vinyl just going around, and, you know, you probably won't see that band again, and you pick something up. So I have a lot of vinyl, like indie stuff, indie independent stuff. But I gave most of it away, or sold most of it away, years ago. Just trying to downsize everything. I was doing a couple of my moves. But I always kept my tapes. Always kept my tapes together. I don't know why. I just had a little heart, something deep down in my heart. You know, something special in my heart for tapes. Mm. But I do have a small collection now. I do have my dad's record player still that he bought when he was 16 or 17 or 18 years old. He's an old Technics, player, and it still works. I don't play vinyl. I just have a few.
Yeah, no problem with that.
Yeah,
it's not tapes for everyone.
Yeah, yeah, I do enjoy it. It's nice and, like, you know, but I'm just doing the tapes thing. Yeah,
yeah. Why don't we talk a little bit about our own experiences with radio?
Oh,
How did you get into radio? Like, with your radio.
Well, how did I get into radio? Well, one day, I was just like, man, I'm going to do something with all these artists I'm releasing. I want to do something more than just put out tapes and, you know, put it on the internet, posting. So I was like...
So your compact discs, compact cassettes label was already established.
It was always a thing. It was already a thing at a few releases, and I want to do something more with it. And I had this bright idea one late night. Hey, let's try local community. I researched it. CKMS came up. It was still around after 40 years of still kicking, still getting beat up across the town. I emailed them. I was like, hey, I make tapes in town. I do local music. I want to do a show that focuses on local music, but tapes that are made by me, local independent music from like all across. And I want to promote, you know, local shows and stuff. And they liked it right away. Literally 2 days later, I was in training on a Sunday. Then 2 days later, my first show. So literally 6 days from my idea, I was already on air. I didn't know what
that
I was doing.
That's fast.
Yeah, I didn't know. Like, it was the end of the month too, right? So I was just like, okay, well, you can start next week. I'm like, okay, slow down. I need a name. I need to. So I figured it all out. You know, it happened kind of naturally, and really it kind of all fell into place. I had this good idea. Then I was just like, oh no, you know, training. And then, yeah, my first couple of months was kind of rocky, and I was really nervous, sweating, you know, sweating and not knowing what I was doing.
I remember that feeling.
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm just, you know, be myself, you know, do your thing. And it's been a year now, actually. In 2 weeks, it'll be 1 year since I've been on doing the radio.
Oh, excellent.
Being a radio host on CKMS Radio Waterloo.
So you're still kind of an infant, though, compared to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You've been doing it for what? Just third year? Two years?
2.5 years, I think.
Yeah. I'm looking up to you. Like, I listen to your program compared to my program. Well, it's the difference. Like CKMS, it's a volunteer based, organized radio station. I pay for my radio time. I'm on the board of directors as well, so I get to kind of dictate and help out where the radio station goes and what it does.
Yeah, so actually that brings up a point where that it's a difference between CFRU and CTMS. You have to pay for your time slot.
Yes.
And also, it's only a community. It's not attached to a campus.
It's not a campus radio station. It's a community station. Yeah. Yeah, so we're community funded. We're volunteer funded. We have to do fundraisers all the time to get to operate, to keep us going. Yeah, you know, the university, we were part of the University of Waterloo many moons ago, 10 years ago maybe, and then we got kicked out of it completely. The same thing that's happening to this dear station here.
Potentially. Like if the students want,
yeah,
and they like it with like that, that's just yeah, I haven't brought this up in quite a bit, but if listeners in Guelph and also in our, actually CF, SMK is a syndicate station in a few stations around Canada, right in Ontario, there's I guess specifically for on campuses a student choice initiative, which is being like directed as being good for students, but really, like, if you look at all the facts, and it's not that good.
No.
And so potentially maybe next year, if not enough students, if that initiative is put into action and not enough students pay into it, the station might not survive a certain amount of time, which is scary for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who knows what's going on, what will happen if that initiative goes through. Like, I know this place is grandfathered, you know, like, you know, from the university to you guys. This is your place, but it needs money to operate. Like, you guys have a paid staff.
Yeah.
It takes, well, he's paid one person or two. I don't know. I'm pretty sure.
I think we have six staff.
Well, you have a staff. We don't have a staff. So it's just all manpower, woman power, person power comes from the volunteers. And it's hard because everybody has a life. Nobody gets paid. Everybody has, you know, a family, a life, a full-time job. You know, there are other extracurricular activities that they have. You know, then they want to do the radio station. So, it takes a lot out of most of us, but there's some passionate people that hold it together. And there's a few people on the board and at CKMS that keep it glued and keep it going. And, I've been only on the board for about 6 months or so, and it's up and down.
It's a little struggle. But it's all like, yeah, you said it's all glued together with passion for radio and the community, local community.
I'm not saying like right now, like we're not hurting, but it's tough to get together. You know, it's tough to get together and do it all and step in one pace and one step. And
from like everyone kind of knows that I live in Mississauga, but
yep.
But I do feel like I'm part of the Guelph community.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've seen and heard from all of you, that there is real support for all this local stuff, including CFRU, and hopefully we can all band together if that eventuality comes and keep this home of ours and this landmark of Guelph together.
Yeah, I hope what comes out is like whatever happens, you know, you guys keep going. Either you band together like we did, or you guys are just fine and dandy with what you have going on here with the school. Because CFR needs to keep going. Yeah, you guys are awesome. you guys are great. You guys are one of the greater community radio stations or campus radio stations in Canada, I think.
Yeah. Well, thank you for saying that. I think everyone will appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, CFRU is great. Seriously.
Yeah, why don't we continue on with more music?
Sweet. Do you have a certain pick in mind?
I think I wanted to play another Quebec band, which Sweet. I've recently had a pleasure of pre-recording and a lot of stuff actually for them. They just came into Guelph, Blue Nuit.
Okay.
Yeah. They told me it's translated to Midnight Blue. They actually
cute.
No. Yeah. They can't. They contacted me. Maybe February, because they were playing in Kazoo Fest, which was a few weeks ago now.
Yeah, April 10th, 11th, 12th, and 14th.
Oh, nice.
12th and 13th, yep.
Yeah, and they wanted to do something special with the SMK. So on the Saturday, they came in to the station here so we can pre-record an interview. Mm-hmm. And then I got to record their set during, or their performance set at Kazoo.
Cool.
So I'm kind of behind on it, but I will be working on getting that special put on the air. So hopefully soon.
Cool. That's sweet. Who isn't behind on audio editing? I'm hours and hours behind audio editing.
Yeah. So, and actually so that was all on the Saturday of Kazoo Fest, but the day before they released a new album, their first full length album called Le Jardin des Mémoires, The Garden of Memories. And one of the tracks that I'm excited to actually play now, it's like, I was blown away when I first heard it. It's called La Savagerie, the Savagery. It's with a guest spoken word vocalist called Julien Gasque. He was part of the French avant-pop group called Stereolabs. And yeah, I think it's a really good, wonderful song. It's like you're cycling, like you actually, you radio people can't see this, but Francis can see the album cover, and it looks like it's a subterranean world and stuff. And that's pretty much what you'll get that feeling of when you listen to La Savagerie by Blue Nuit. And what track are we going to listen to after of yours?
Well, I'm not sure. I think I'm going black metal. I don't know what this sounds like.
Oh, so we... But I guess we'll wait until...
Yeah, I think I'm just going to go black metal.
Oh, nice.
So that was released on Friday, April 19th at Boathouse. We have Stolos and their newest album, Prisoners of Fate. I'm going to play the song Prisoners of Fate. Yeah, this is Kitchen Waterloo black metal, but that's going to be after this French band. So
we'll
have some black metal.
Yeah, so here's La Savagerie by Blue Nuit here on CFRU.
Yippee!
Dans ce corps. surtout la vie avant de m'en retourner. La force est là, la connerie est là. Le couple de jeunes gens monte à l'hôtel pour baiser. Les flocons de neige tombent à l'intérieur de leur corps. Pourquoi suis-je toujours en train de fredonner cette chanson? Tu sais, cette fantaisie pastorale, cette chanson, tu sais, qui ferait se pâmer le premier des imbéciles. Rien ne souffre dans ce pied, rien ne souffre dans ce cœur. Rien n'a été fait, rien ne souffre dans ce corps. Tout a été fait.